with Ron Tolbert continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
We're going to be heading out to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Progressive Insurance, bundle home, audio, and save. Visit progressive.com. Pac-12 with a bunch of top 25 matchups this weekend, including Utah hosting UCLA. Wayne Cook, former Bruin quarterback and also sideline reporter, covering the Bruins, but more importantly, covering the Pac-12, which is off to a fantastic start this season. I know we're only three games in. We just started to get into conference play this weekend, but there are eight teams ranked in the top 25 from that conference. He joins us here on Sports Map Radio. How are you, Wayne?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Now, is that a listen? I get it. It's early, but we are going to be judging teams differently, even if you roll over some opponents. But is it surprising that there are eight teams in the top 25, or where to value that is?
Oh gosh, that's a really good question. First of all, there's a lot of value. Like it's kind of sad to me that everybody's like, "Oh, the Pac-12 is good." Like, well, we were good last year too.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, and this is where I think I lose some people. This conference has always been good. Yeah, they've had some years where they haven't been great, but the negativity that for whatever reason started with the Pac-12 about, I don't know, 10 years ago, it feels like, I don't know why it existed, and now it's almost like people feel bad about it because we're losing a great conference, and it's a bummer because this year I think eight teams deserve it. Yes, they're going to start beating each other. I mean, really, you guys, Arizona State and Stanford are the only two teams that kind of look bad. Everybody else is pretty good.
When you look at this conference, and a lot of the attention on Deion Sanders in Colorado, but when you see the quarterback play outside of all the hype of Shedeur Sanders, how do you define what the quarterback play is so far in the Pac-12?
It's off the charts. I mean, listen, if you watch Shedeur, we've all been a little bit like, wow. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. They got to him in that Colorado State
game. Yeah, they sure did.
The whole nation was watching that game, and it's kind of funny that everybody's giving Deion all this credit. I mean, they were favored by over 20. And Colorado State's Colorado State. I mean, that was it. And they were at home in a packed house. So I thought that was a little bit of a slip-up. Obviously, Travis Hunter got hurt. So they're going to find out. They got Oregon and SC coming up. I think they're probably going to lose both of those. But it doesn't matter. They're way better than they were. Their defense is better than they were. Shedeur Sanders is the real deal. But I'm sorry, you go watch Cam Ward. Jaden Delora is one of those quarterbacks that's really good when he's really good. But he can also have games where he throws four interceptions. So he's a little bit up and down. But, like, the quarterbacks across the board, and if you haven't paid attention to Dante Moore yet, yeah. Holy cow, he's really good too, and he's only 18 years old. So there are a ton. Penix should be one of the front runners for the Heisman Trophy. He should be one or two right now. He's playing that well. So there's just so many good players in this conference, and it's led by the quarterbacks, but it's not just the quarterbacks.
Yeah, so let's get to some other aspects of it. Defensively, overall, even again, three games in, defensively, are you seeing some teams stand out?
Oh, you're talking about for UCLA?
Yeah, for UCLA and anybody else in the conference. I mean, you're right. It's focusing on the quarterback play, but are there going to be some stout defenses that the nation's going to start learning as the games tick off?
Yes, absolutely. Holy cow. Florida kind of showed that that Utah-Florida game was kind of an ugly game that Utah won. Well, what Utah just did, I mean, what Florida just did to Tennessee only made that Utah win look better. Then you got the Baylor game. Utah, look, I watched that last night again. And it's just the defense is always good for Utah, and I think they still are. I still think they're a quarterback away, depending on what's going on with Cam. I think Washington plays defense. I think Oregon plays defense. UCLA had the number one pass rush in the nation. And if you haven't been paying attention to their front seven, they're absolutely loaded and deep and causing turnovers. Now, like you said, some of the opponents people have played haven't been great. But last year's slate for the Pac-12, excuse me, last week's slate for the Pac-12 was a really good one, and the conference showed out really well. So I'm just telling you, I think there's a lot of complete teams. The problem is they're all going to start playing each other pretty soon, so teams are going to start getting losses, which are going to drop teams down. But I also think that's funny. There's some one-loss teams in the top 25 still that maybe shouldn't be, and some undefeated teams that probably should be. So you know how the rankings go. They kind of pick and choose who they want to keep there and who they don't. But there are going to be some losses, and it's going to start this week.
What do you see as you prepare for UCLA going to Rice-Eccles against Utah? I think the environment there is amazing. I've always loved Salt Lake City. Yep. What do you anticipate for the Bruins when they get to Salt Lake?
Well, I've told everybody that'll ever listen to me that Rice-Eccles and then a Washington and Oregon are probably the three most fun stadiums to visit in our
conference.
They're just They're loud. They're fun. They're incredible. The fans are great. So I absolutely look forward to everything, except for the fact that we haven't done very well there. That's been a and to be honest with you, nobody does, right? It's a really difficult place to play. But I'm telling you, man, this team is built different. I mean, we've got a defense. And you saw the game last year at the Rose Bowl. UCLA was physical with Utah, which is something that I think this team prides itself on under Chip Kelly, is being physical. So the question mark for me is, you got an 18-year-old quarterback going into an environment like that for the first time. He's handled everything really, really well so far, and I think he'll handle this well. But I'm anxious to see what he does in this environment, because I'm telling you, Dante Moore is an 18-year-old that I've interviewed him a couple times after games now. He is unbelievably off the charts in his intelligence when it comes to understanding how to play the position of quarterback. He has been raised and taught very, very well. Like, I was blown away with how intelligent he is at just understanding the nuances of the game. He's brilliant.
Wayne Cook joins us on the UCLA Radio Network. I want to ask you about Colorado. I we've been spending so much time talking about the hype and hype and hype. Is the hype overriding some things that this team is not doing particularly well?
You know, this is a good question, because I said something on my podcast before the season started. I was like, you know, I kind of am rooting for Colorado to lose by a lot when they went into that TCU game, just because I was tired of it.
Yeah,
I was just like, I'm kind of just over it. Then I watched the game and I was like, oh, crud. It was hard not to like Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders, because, I mean, I'm a football fan. I like watching people play good football. I do wish sometimes Deion would be, and he tries to talk about his players and stuff like that. But you know, it's sometimes, and I've always felt this way, when a coach makes it about them all the time, for some reason that just rubs me the wrong way. I like it when it's more about the players. And it's hard not to have it be about Deion all the time. But, and it is what it is. He's done a great job. He's going to – I think some reality is going to kick in. But you can't – let's just put it this way. The fact that they had Big Noon Kickoff and College Game Day there, and I think Big Noon Kickoff was there 2 weeks in a row. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, at some point – at some point, it's a little overkill, because there's a lot of good football teams out there that they could probably move around and showcase a little bit.
I know that this is going to be, for a guy like you that's been in the Pac-12 and knowing this conference, this question might be tough, but what does it mean now to see it dispersed, to see the teams go everywhere? There's great opportunities in the Big Ten, and there's great opportunities in the Big 12, yep. And I'm not going to deny that. But that label, this conference, I was saying this conference produced some of the greatest athletes in the country has ever seen. They have a Pac-12 resume. For someone like you, what does it mean to see it kind of break apart?
Yeah, I mean, it stinks for me. Yeah. I mean, it stinks for me, because, you know, my dad played for Arizona. Sure. You know, I played for UCLA. I mean, I've been broadcasting since 2001. I've seen amazing athletes. I mean, I've watched, you know, people that either, you know, were Heisman Trophy candidates, should have won the Heisman. I mean, the great SC teams, the great Stanford teams, the great Oregon teams. I've been on the sidelines for all those games and all these great players. And that's why it makes me so sad that people are like, well, the Pac-12 stinks.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple years where they didn't have an elite team, but, like, I don't get it. And so for me, and again, this is probably, you know, me, you know, on my soapbox here, but, you know, people don't want to realize this, but when you make everything about money, and I'm a history teacher, not just when you make everything about money, you can compare it to the gold rush. Everybody dropped everything and left their families, left their homes, and went west. And most people didn't get rich. The people that worked hard and built the hotels and sold the supplies, they were the ones that did it the right way. And it's like, sometimes I worry about all the money that's floating around and how everything's about money. Everything's about TV markets. It makes me sad for Oregon State and Washington State, who are really good football programs. And by the way, they have been for a long time. They're always dangerous. And it just makes me sad that it comes down to the wrong things. And so I worry, and I think the powers that be out there, everybody's all excited about this, about money, 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 money. We'll just see what happens. I don't think college football is ever going to die, because the passion is so big. But we're going to have some obstacles we're going to have to overcome down the road. And money sometimes is the problem.
That was a very poignant thing. Wayne, I really appreciate that sentiment. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about a conference, you're right, that needs to get a little bit more respect, even if it is early in the season. I appreciate it, my man. Thank you.
Hey, anytime.
Got it. Wayne Cook, again, former quarterback at UCLA and now on the UCLA Radio Network. On a conference that's got 8 top 25 teams, you've got 3 matchups with ranked teams this weekend. Colorado and Oregon will meet in Eugene. UCLA and Utah, Rice-Eccles Stadium, and he's right. It is just a fantastic environment. Oregon State, ranked 14th against Washington State, ranked 21st. That's going to be in Pullman. So 3 top 25 matchups within their conference alone. And don't forget, USC is playing this weekend in Tempe against Arizona State. After taking a weekend off, Caleb Williams will be back facing off against the Sun Devils. That is one of your Pac-12 after dark games with a 10:30 Eastern time start. We will continue hour 3. Got the top 5 and bottom 5 in week 3 in the NFL as we continue. It's Wake Up Call.